Good evening. As part of our brief devotion today, we will be meditating from Proverbs 22nd chapter. Bible says, Psalm 119:105, Thy word is lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So when we are having the Christian path, Christian walk in this world, most of the time, right, we will be always at the crossroad and we really do not know whether to go right or left or straight. Always right, that is puzzle to us. But being a Christian, right, we have the privilege that we have the word of God which gives the light. When the light, right, it sheds on that path, then we can clearly see. We will have the clarity whether that is acceptable to God or not, whether that is according to His will or not. So we are really privileged to be Christian and to be followers of Christ because we have word and we have Holy Spirit, God always, right? He dwells in our heart and encourages and helps us to take the sound decisions in our life. One of the book from this word is Proverbs. It really is a book of wisdom which gives a light to make right decisions in our life which are pleasing to our God. Part of this devotion, right, we will be studying from Proverbs 22. This is nothing but sayings of the wise. So Solomon himself, right, he's very wise. He's having the God's wisdom. With God-given wisdom, right, he has written. He's the author of this book. So we'll be, Lord willing, we'll be going one by one. We'll have a word of prayer and then we'll be meditating it. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving this blessed time, Lord, to come to your presence, Lord, with the like-minded believers. Thank you, Lord, for this privilege. Thank you for the boldness, Lord, that you've given to us. Lord, we come to your feet, Lord, to learn the word from you, Father. You speak to our hearts, Father. Lord, help us to treasure your words and your word in our hearts, Father, and accordingly live a pleasing life to you, Father. You speak to us and strengthen us, Lord. Nurture us, Lord, to grow in faith, Father. Ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This 22nd chapter, right, totally it comprises of 29 verses. It talks about the first verse, right, good name, and then the humility and the fear of the Lord, how to bring up the children, training of children, excellent things of counsels and words of truth. Totally, though this is the author is King Solomon, but most of the Bible scholars, right, they think that from 17th verse onwards, so some of the wise people, some of the scholars under his supervision, right, they written the other wise sayings starting from 17 to 24th chapter 22. Total, there are 30 wise sayings from those wise men. But this chapter, right, it only speaks 5 sayings. We'll be seeing one by one. The first verse, right, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. King Solomon basically, right, he's son of a king, King David, and also he's basically rich himself, for a king, having all the riches, gold, silver, everything. But still, right, being a rich king, he's telling good name, why we should choose rather than the great riches and loving favor rather than the silver and gold. So the reason, right, he saw the world, whatever he experienced, right, he saw the ground reality. After experiencing all these things, right, he is recommending that good name is to be chosen than the great riches. He can buy anything, whatever he wants, right, from his riches, whatever he wants, he can get it. But still, right, he refers a good name is definitely it is to be chosen when you keep in front of him, right, all the riches, silver, gold, everything, right. Good name is definitely he recommends and he takes it. A good name is an asset whose currency is unaffected by the boom or burst of the material world. Normally, right, even it depends on the stock market and the economy, completely, right, based upon the trends, our assets, money, right, it will be there. In one day, right, we'll be losing a lot of money if the stock market crashes. But good name, right, it will be forever and ever. We'll see some of the examples from Bible, how the honorary good name, right, it is very much famous than the great riches from 2 Samuel 23rd chapter 20. Second Samuel 23rd chapter 20. This talks about this chapter, right, about the David's 30 men. Out of 30 men, right, one of the person, his name is Benaiah. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of alien man from Kabjeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. 21st verse, and he killed an Egyptian, a spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, so he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did and won a name among three mighty men. David's of mighty 30, out of 30 mighty men, right, three people are very mighty, but still, right, he is one of those 30 people. And how King David appoints him, right, after seeing all his deeds, he appoints him as one of the prominent person in his cabinet, in his battalion. Whatever we did, right, those good deeds, our activities, they speaks more than that. Because of his deeds, right, he won a good name, the honorary name, and it was recognized by the King David. So the result is how he got the position in his cabinet. That's about the Benaiah, son of Jehoiada. Jesus Christ, the best example, always, right, we talk about our Lord, because there is no other name that we can discuss and we can follow. Jesus, I read one article saying that before Christ and after death, right, now they are calling common era, before common era, but all these years, right, decades, years, we followed before Christ and after death. To decide that one, right, the total time of the history, they consider some of the very famous persons, Napoleon, Karl Marx, so many people, very popular people they considered, but ultimately, right, they taken the Jesus name and then divided the time before Christ and then after death. That the reason is, he is very popular. We heard one of the Donald Trump's Trump, right, who is the popular person in the world. He says, nowhere I am. Jesus is somewhere else. I am very down. I'm just quoting from the real world. But Jesus, right, he's got that good name, because the reason is, we know the what he did on the Calvary, right? Still, every Sunday we remember him, part of our Lord's table, right? We remember him and we honor him and we worship him. That is the good name. So there is no other name that we can remember this time apart from. So that is the good name. Always, right, it will be there. So many, William Carey, he written Bible, right? The reason we read Bible in Telugu, our native language, he translated directly from the Hebrew to Telugu language and other regional languages of India. We still remember William Carey, and the Indian government also, right? They remembered him because of the deeds and whatever the service he has. He's a reformist. So because of that one, we remember the good people's name. So that is the one thing. That's why always, right, good name is to be chosen rather than the great riches, loving favor rather than the loving favor means the good example from the Bible when John and Peter, right, when they were going to temple, they saw a lame person. So they had the compassion and they asked him, what you are seeking from us? We do not have any gold and silver, but in Christ, Jesus Christ's name, right, we can heal you. So he favors that one. The compassion towards that lame man, right, that makes them to heal the lame person who was in front of the temple. That was around 3 o'clock of Israel time, local time. And second chapter 22:2, the rich and the poor have this common, the Lord is the maker of them all. Once we believe in Christ, right, we are all equal. There is no difference whether they're rich or poor. There is no, we are not supposed to distinguish them, because we are all his handworks. Bible says in Job 34:19, right, he is not partial to princes, nor does he regard the rich more than the poor, for they're all the work of his hands. We should not distinguish whether that person is rich or poor, because spiritually, right, we are all bought by the blood of Christ. So when we deal with any poor people, right, we have to, whatever the respect we are giving to the rich, right, we are supposed to. That is a biblical thing. So if we're not doing that, we have to go and humbly ask God for that. God said all people have equal value and dignity, must respect them as fellow human beings. Being a Christian, right, because everybody watching, if ourselves, right, being Christians, if we are not doing that, then that is definitely brings bad name to Christ itself. The third verse, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself from the simple pass on and are punished. The prudent man, he expects, he foresees all the things, whatever comes, right? He will have the plan. So since he's a prudent man, right, he prepares for everything, for the evil things, and he hides himself. But the simple, right, without thinking or without having proper plan, he goes and experiences all the consequences. Bible is very clear on that one. 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. By humility and the fear of the Lord are the riches and honor and life. Humility and fear of the Lord, right, they are the same side of the coin, same coin. The other side, right, the result, the reward is riches, honor and life. Humility means being humble. It's a meekness. Though we are having everything, right, still, right, humbleness, the secret key for the Christianity, right, humility, always, right, humility. Though we have everything, we have the spiritual riches in the heavenly places, right, still, right, we supposed to be humility. The reason is we have best examples from Bible, and also Bible speaks from 1 Peter 5:5, right, likewise you younger people submit yourselves to your elders, yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you due time. Humble means being humble, and humility means that poor in the spirit. Even Jesus in his own words from Sermon on the Mount, right, Matthew 5:1, he says, blessed are the poor in the spirit, there is the kingdom of heaven. So we saw the how humility and the fear of the Lord, right, they're the same side of the coin. The result is riches, we get the honor, we get the life. So more than that, right, whoever having the poor in spirit, whoever humble, right, theirs is the kingdom of heaven, that is eternal life, right? What else we need? So, and also the result is they get the riches, spiritual riches, they get the honor, life. The contrast part, that one, right, whoever proud, opposite of humbleness is proud, they will have the poor, and then means maybe they may be having money here, but properties and all on this earth, but spiritually they are poor, and also they get insult. The result is the destruction, the path, right, that leads to hell. The best examples from Bible, right, Abraham was very landlord, he was having a lot of riches and all, right, but still, right, he was having the fear of the Lord, and we call him father of faith, and very humble person. Wherever Lord, right, asks him to go, he goes with his wife, family and cattle, right, he moves there. So that shows his humbleness to the word of God's word. Abraham, right, he goes there, that is the humbleness, and we all know how he became a blessing to many nations. Abraham and Job, very beginning, right, Job, God chooses the Job because the fear of the Lord. One says he shuns the evil, and he live a upright life, but still, right, Job having the fear of the Lord, that made Lord, right, choose Job, and then he challenges to Satan itself. Satan saying that, okay, you can do whatever you want to do, but don't touch his life. Job, he was very rich, and also though he passed through all the trials, right, very end we saw how the double portion he got. So all the riches and also honor, ultimately the life, right, the spiritual life, the eternal life, right, that is the blessings. And Moses, Bible tells from Numbers 12:3, right, now the man Moses were very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. We know how God used Moses, right, mightily. He left all the riches of Egypt. He was a royal child. He grown up in a palace, but still, right, he left everything and he goes to wilderness, and there he got trains, and we all know how he led many people, right? I don't know, maybe I'm expecting 15 to 20 lakhs of Israelites to the promised land. So all because of humbleness. And Bible very clear says, more than all men who were on the face of earth. So that is the blessing. And also we saw Moses, right, on a transfiguration mount, how he comes with the Elijah and talks with Jesus, right? So, but ultimately that's what, whoever having that humility and fear of the Lord, right, that gets us the riches, honor and life. 22:5, thorns and snares are in the way of the perverts. He who guards his soul will be far from them. Thorns are very painful, whereas the snares, right, they entrap you. So example, Jacob, right? Jacob, we saw how many thrones he has faced, and then ultimately, right, God used him, and then we call him Jacob Israel. He blessed him. But anyways, he was ungodly before that. He faced all those things. He got deceived by his father-in-law. But still, right, at the very end, right, God blesses him. But however, that is the ungodly people, right? They face all sorts of problems. He who guards his soul will be far away from. If he's diligent, right, he who guards his soul will be far from them. 22:6, this we all know, very familiar words, 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Hebrew word hanok means dedicate. Here, train means we think differently, but here, right, dedication, training, while bringing up the child, right, we have to dedicate to God, and also we have the child's conduct, right, we're supposed to channel them in the God's way, by giving them the way of God's wisdom and all, right? When they face, right, tomorrow, when they grow up and face all sorts of trials, right, then they know what kind of step they need to take, because the way they brought up, right, godly way of bringing, that teaches them to take the right decision. That's very, very important, especially when we're bringing up the children, right? We're supposed to teach them the word of God. So tomorrow, because if we are not teaching, if we are not training them, right, the world, that teaches. So they will be in confusion, and most likely, right, if you're not taking care, whatever the world teaches them, right, they follow and they will be away from the Lord's way. Preparing the child for a future responsibility. Hebrew word, right, child means, normally we think that child, but it is known as nor in Hebrew. It refers to a manageable male while still single. When they are about to get married, right, the Hebrew word, then the parents, right, they tell him, you are going to get all these kind of problems tomorrow, or happiness, whatever, right, whatever the circumstances, they teaches them, they prepare them to take the right decisions. Hebrew word. So, however, as being Christian families, right, we are supposed to bring our children in the Christ wisdom, God's wisdom. And then seventh verse, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Eighth verse, he who sows iniquity will reap sorrow, and the rod of his anger will fail. The best example is Pharaoh. Pharaoh, right, we know how many problems he created to the Israelites when they were in the Egypt land. So the result is he loses his first child, and also it ends with sorrow for Pharaoh. And then the ninth verse, right, he who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives his bread to the poor. Tenth verse, cast strife and reproach will cease. 11th verse, he who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. 12th verse, the eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the faithless. 13th verse, the lazy man says, there is a lion outside, I shall be slain in the streets. He gives all sorts of reasons. The lazy man, right, being a Christian, being believers, right, we are not supposed to be lazy. Always, right, we should be ideal role model to our wherever we are, office or in our neighborhood, right? We are supposed to be blessing to them. So if you say there is a lion, means he's giving excuse, there is a lion and I do not want to go outside. If I go out, right, it eats me. This is not all, right? For a Christian or believer, this is not excusable, this part. And the 14th verse is, the mouth of an immoral woman is a deep pit, he who is abhorred by the Lord will fall there. 15th, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, the rod of correction will drive it far from him. So in the 6th verse, we saw how we need to bring up the child. But here, right, same thing for the children, right, basically they nature itself with the foolishness. In order to get them out of from that foolishness, right, the rod of correction is required. Here in the United States, they call child abuse and all. But biblical, right, whenever in a wise way, in a loving fashion, right, we are supposed to use the rod. That helps them to get out of that adamant nature, foolishness of the children. This is 6th verse and 15th verse clearly talks about the children. And the 16th verse, he who oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he who gives to the rich will surely come to poverty. We think that poor people, if we oppress them, right, we get the money and all riches. But God is always there to plead on behalf of them. We always keep in our mind saying that, for poor people, right, God will be there behind them, and whenever it is required, he pleads on behalf of them. this is very, very important. He who oppresses the poor to increases his riches, and who gives to the rich will surely come to poverty. And then out of 30 sayings, the wise men under the supervision of King Solomon, right? Total 30 wise sayings they mentioned, but out of 35 only we are going to meditate here quickly. 17th to 20 verse, right, shows the intensity of those wise sayings. It says, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, let them all be fixed upon your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have instructed you today. So once you have the knowledge, right, we should have the deep dependence on the God. If you trust maybe in the Lord, in my native language, it says, not maybe, complete reliance on the God. So when you have that one, right, but basically before going to have the dependency God, we have to hear to the wise people's words, and then it should be always on our lips. It should pop up on our lips. Then if we have the dependence in God, we should be in the right direction. And 20th verse, have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge, that I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may answer words of truth to those who sends you. If we follow all these things, right, if his word and knowledge, right, on our lips, if our parents sends to us or somebody sends to us outside, right, we know how to defend with the words of truth. And then the first saying of the wise men, 22nd and 23rd, both together, do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor opposes the afflicted at the gate. We already studied how God defends them. For the Lord will plead their cause and plunder the soul of those who plunder them. This is the first saying. And then the second saying is, once again, 24-25, make no friendship with an angry man, and with furious man do not go, lest you lend his ways and set a snare for your soul. 24 and third one, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious do not go, lest, the same thing repeated here, the second one. The third one is, do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge, one of those who is surety for debts. Already Brother Clifford Smith mentioned, we are not supposed to give surety for debts. If we have enough money, means okay, but if we give surety and all, right, as per Bible, if you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? So we should be very careful and must be wise on that one. And then the last but one, 20-28, do not remove the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set. Joshua 14-19 chapters, right, he distributes to all the 12 tribes. Joshua distributed the Canaan, the promised land, among the various tribes of Israel. Some borders were undoubtedly marked with special stones. They keep stone pillars or piles of stones. So they are not Israelites, right? They are not supposed to make any changes to those borders. So moving boundaries in fields usually marked by stone pillars or piles of stones resulted in individuals losing and gaining property and wealth in Israel. This was sin against God. God owned and portioned all the land. Everything, right? He is the king of the universe and God owns the land. And when he gives, right, we are not supposed to make any modifications or manipulations. Once they decide the landmarks, we're supposed to keep it as it is. Still everywhere, right, we follow that. Believers and non-believers. And the last verse is 20-29. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before the kings. He will not stand before unknown men. This is a very excellent one. Because normally we think that, right, by bribery or soaping or by flattering to our bosses in our offices, right, we think that we get promotions and all. But God, right, he is in control of everything. When he allows to give us the promotion, right, he gives. Without his knowledge, nothing happens. And also quality of persons, right, it gets us the promotion, not bribes or flattery. So in order to have that quality of work, right, we have to work hard. We should not be lazy, and we should be like an integrated person, prompt in the work everywhere, whatever we do, because somebody is watching, not only the neighbors, more than that, God is, right, watching our every moment. We are supposed to be very diligent without any laziness, working hard. So that kind of, when we have that quality of works, right, automatically that makes us to excel. And also that makes us to stand before the kings. The best example, Joseph, we know what happened, how many trials he passed through and all. Before 30 years itself, right, he became a second in chief. The reason is fear of the Lord, and God was with Joseph. That's what, because of the ability, whatever the skillfulness and integrity of heart, uncle used to say always, integrity of heart and skillfulness, right? As long as we have that with us, no doubt that definitely helps us to stand before the kings or before our higher ups. And then the second best example is Daniel. How Daniel advanced and he worked under three different kings. It's not an easy thing to please all the kings, but because of the God-given gift, interpretation of dreams and all, right? The ability that made him to advance in his career, and he served under three different kings. So ultimately, the conclusion is the light, God's word, right? It gives us the light of the light to our paths and to take the sound decision. So leaning on the, like how we sang, right? The first song, leaning on to the word and loving of the word, right? That gives that helps us to take the sound and right decisions. And also we have a good thing that we have, God given as a helper, Holy Spirit God. When we depend on him, right, we can definitely take the right decisions and we will never regret. So only thing, right, we most of the time we'll be taking our own decisions and we'll quench the spirit. So as long as we take that help of the helper, which God has assured us and given us the right, we will be in the right path and the right direction, and definitely that pleases to God. May God's name be glorified.